Welcome to the daily briefing for May 1st. This is the regenerated novelty safe edition, no replay of yesterday's stories, brought a fresh RSS intake across the configured labels, and a stronger novelty check before anything earns airtime.
The shape today is different because the repeated lanes are out. The current signal is concentrated around one useful theme. Agent systems become more reliable when they can see structure instead of just reading loose text.
Give us the thesis before we start the radar.
The practical thesis is that agent work is moving from isolated prompts toward operating systems for context, code graphs, stable orchestration frameworks, repository-aware evaluation, class-level datasets, and memory boundaries that can be checked instead of merely trusted.
So this is not another generic AI roundup.
Right. The useful question is narrower. What changed today that could affect how we build, inspect, route, benchmark, or operate agent-heavy software systems? If an item does not help answer that, it stays out of the episode.
Let's start with the lead. Trail of Bits open source Trailmark. What is it?
Trailmark is a library that parses source code into a queryable graph. It tracks functions, classes, call relationships, and semantic metadata, then exposes that graph through a Python API that tools and Claude skills can call. The key shift is that the codebase stops being treated as a folder of text and starts being treated as a map.
Why does that matter for agent work specifically?
Because most AI-assisted code analysis still behaves like it is reading lists, files, warnings, coverage lines, surviving mutants, search results, or snippets pulled from retrieval. A graph lets the system ask relation-shaped questions, like whether untrusted input can reach a risky function, or whether a proposed edit touches a hidden dependency path.
That sounds like a small tooling detail, but the implication is bigger. IDOG.
Exactly. If an agent has to reason about a code base, graph structure can make the difference between summarizing text and tracing consequences. It gives the agent a map of how code connects, and that map can become evidence in a review instead of hidden intuition inside the model.
What is the clean factual claim here?
Clean claim? Trailmark turns source code into a queryable call graph and makes that graph available through a Python interface. The briefing source was the Trail of Bits post announcing the open source release. The larger interpretation is ours. This is the kind of substrate coding agents have been missing.
And what should we not overclaim?
We should not treat it as proven agent security automation. The release is interesting because the abstraction is useful, but the real test is whether it improves concrete tasks like vulnerability triage, code review, refactoring, or agent-guided debugging on messy repositories.
Where would this fit in a Hermes-style stack?
It fits as an analysis substrate. A worker agent could query structure before editing. A reviewer agent could inspect call paths before making a claim. And a memory layer could store graphed, derived facts rather than only notes and snippets. That is especially useful when agents work across sessions and need stable orientation.
Would you use it immediately?
I would spike it, not adopt it blindly. The first test would be small, take one known repository, build the graph, ask relation questions, and compare the result against ordinary search, ripgrep, tests, and any existing static analysis output.
What would make the spike pass?
It passes if it reliably answers questions that plain text search misses. Call reachability, class relationships, risky entry points, confusing indirection, or places where a change has non-obvious downstream effects. It fails if it only gives the model more impressive-looking context without improving factual accuracy.
That is the first lane, code as a graph. The second lane is Microsoft's agent framework reaching a stable release. What changed there?
Microsoft announced that its agent framework has reached a production-ready stable release for both .NET and Python, with stable APIs and a long-term support posture. The important part is not the version label by itself. It is Microsoft turning agent orchestration from experimentation into a supported surface.
Why is that significant rather than just another SDK milestone?
Because the framework is positioned as a unification of Semantic Kernel's Enterprise Foundation and AutoGen's orchestration ideas. That puts Microsoft's bet on agent orchestration into a more stable package for teams that need repeatable patterns, not just demos.
Where are the practical claims?
The announcement emphasizes multi-agent orchestration, multiple model providers, and interoperability through agent-to-agent and model context protocols. In plain English, it wants to be a durable coordination layer that can manage tools, agents, and providers under one conceptual model.
What does that mean for a builder deciding what to watch?
It means the framework deserves monitoring as an enterprise-grade orchestration surface, especially where Python and .NET teams need the same concepts. It may become important if its protocol support proves clean in real integrations, and if the debugging story is good enough for production incidents.
Where is the caveat?
The caveat is that announcement maturity is not the same as ecosystem maturity. Stable APIs matter, but adoption, examples, tracing, failure recovery, local model routing, and compatibility with existing toolchains still need evidence. Frameworks become valuable when they make hard workflows simpler, not when they rename familiar orchestration problems.
How does this relate to Trailmark? And
Trailmark is about giving agents better structural input. Microsoft's framework is about coordinating agents after you have tasks, tools, roles, and policies. Together they point in the same direction. Useful agent systems need stronger scaffolding around the model.
So the theme is not just bigger models, it is better operating context.
And yes, the model matters, but the surrounding system increasingly determines whether the output is useful, safe, and repeatable. Retrieval, graph tools, orchestration, tests, and memory are becoming part of the same reliability story.
Let's move into the research radar. The first paper is Open ClassGen. What is the headline?
Open ClassGen is presented as a large corpus of real-world Python classes for class-level code generation research. The key idea is scale and granularity. Hundreds of thousands of classes extracted from engineered open-source projects, paired with skeletons that preserve signatures and structure.
Why does class-level generation matter?
Because a class is bigger than a function, but smaller than a repository. It forces a model to reason about state, methods, naming, dependencies, invariants, and internal consistency. That is closer to real software work than single-function benchmark tasks.
What would you watch in that line of research?
I would watch whether benchmarks based on real classes expose failures that small synthetic datasets miss. If they do, they become useful for evaluating coding agents and local coding models. The useful benchmark is the one that reveals where the model breaks under realistic structure.
Any caveat?
Yes. Dataset scale is not automatically dataset quality. We still need to know licensing boundaries, project diversity, deduplication quality, contamination risks, and whether the benchmark rewards real software reasoning or just pattern completion inside familiar library shapes.
The second research item is about knowledge graph-driven data synthesis for low-resource software development. Translate that.
The paper looks at a common failure mode. Models can preserve general programming logic, but they stumble on framework-specific APIs and unfamiliar syntax when the ecosystem is underrepresented in training data. That matters for agent work because real stacks are full of local conventions and underrepresented libraries.
And the proposed answer is a knowledge graph?
That is the direction. Use graph-structured knowledge about a framework to synthesize training or evaluation data. So the model sees relationships among APIs, types, patterns, and constraints instead of disconnected examples. It is a way of making sparse ecosystems more legible to the model.
How does that connect back to today's lead?
It reinforces the same point. For code tasks, structure matters. Whether the graph comes from source code, framework APIs, or repository context, the system gets better when it can use relationships, not just text chunks. The graph becomes a way to control what the model is allowed to infer.
What is the caveat for this one?
Low-resource framework work is easy to overstate. The practical value depends on whether the synthetic data improves real tasks without baking in wrong conventions, narrow benchmark artifacts, or an overly tidy picture of messy developer behavior.
The third research item is repository-level code generation through context inlining. What should listeners take from that?
Repository-level generation asks the model to operate with dependencies spread across files and modules. Context inlining is one proposed way to surface relevant surrounding code directly in the prompt, instead of relying only on retrieval by similarity. It is another attempt to show the model the right structure at the right time.
Why is similarity retrieval not enough?
Because similar text is not always causally relevant. A function can matter because it is called downstream, because it defines a type, because it controls behavior through an interface, or because it owns an invariant. Those relationships are not always captured by surface similarity.
So again, this is about giving the model the right structure.
Exactly. Today's research radar keeps landing on the same pattern. The future of coding agents is not just more tokens. It is better selection, better structure, better evaluation, and better boundaries around what context gets shown.
Let's slow down for the deep dive. If Trailmark is the lead, what is the big architectural question?
The question is whether code graph access should become a standard tool for coding agents in the same way search, test, static analysis, and version control are standard tools now. If the answer is yes, graph access stops being a niche security technique and becomes a normal part of agent context.
What would that change about agent behavior? And
a graph-aware agent can ask different questions. Instead of, show me files that mention this symbol, it can ask, what calls this function? What does this function call? Which classes depend on this type? And what path connects user input to this sync? Those are the questions a reviewer or debugger actually cares about.
That sounds particularly relevant for security work.
It is. The trail of bits framing explicitly uses the contrast between defenders thinking in lists and attackers thinking in graphs. For security review, the graph view can expose paths and consequences that list. Base tooling can hide. The value is not just finding a symbol, it is understanding whether a path exists.
But for day-to-day software engineering?
The same pattern applies. If an agent proposes an edit, a graph can help estimate blast radius. If it writes a test, a graph can show which call path the test actually exercises. If it summarizes the subsystem, the graph can anchor the summary to real dependencies instead of vibes.
What would you want from the integration layer?
I would want small, composable queries, get callers, get collies, trace path, summarize class relationships, identify high fan-in functions, and attach graph facts to review comments. The tool should produce evidence the agent can cite, not just a large blob of context.
Where can memory make this better? And that
durable memory can preserve graph-derived facts across runs. This module handles off-boundary checks. This helper is called by several user-facing paths, or this class has high review risk. That saves the agent from rediscovering structure every session and gives future workers a better starting point.
And where can memory make it worse?
If stale graph facts survive after the code changes, memory becomes misleading. So the memory layer needs invalidation rules. Tie claims to commits, file hashes, graph build timestamps, or tool versions, and refresh them when the code moves. A memory that cannot expire is not knowledge. It is eventually misinformation.
That is a useful boundary. The graph can improve context, but only if it stays current.
Right. A stale graph is worse than no graph if the agent trusts it. The implementation detail matters, freshness, provenance, and the ability to recheck a path before acting. Agents need context, but they also need a way to know when context has gone stale.
How does Microsoft's agent framework fit into this deep dive?
It represents the orchestration side. A framework can coordinate roles. One agent queries the graph, another writes the patch, another runs tests, and another reviews the blast radius. But the framework needs good tools underneath it. Orchestration cannot compensate for weak evidence.
So orchestration without good context is just choreography.
Exactly. It can look organized while still reasoning from weak inputs. The best version combines orchestration, structural tools, tests, traces, and memory boundaries. That is when multi-agent work stops being theater and starts becoming engineering.
What would a practical Hermes experiment look like?
First, choose a repository with a known bug or review task. Second, run the task with normal search and tests. Third, run it with graph queries available. Fourth, compare whether the agent found better evidence, made fewer wrong claims, required fewer correction turns, or touched a more appropriate set of files.
What should the metric be?
Not just speed. Measure factual review accuracy, missed dependency paths, unsupported claims, test relevance, and whether the final patch touches the right files. A graph tool is useful if it improves the quality of reasoning, not if it merely makes the transcript look sophisticated.
What is the biggest disconfirming test?
If graph access produces verbose but irrelevant evidence, or if it slows the agent without improving patch quality, then it is not ready for routine use. Another failure would be poor language coverage, brittle parsing on real projects, or graph queries that are too awkward for agents to use safely.
Let's connect this to local inference and routing. Does any of this change model routing choices?
Potentially. Better structure can reduce the burden on the model. A smaller local model may perform better when the tool gives it the exact call path or class skeleton, while a larger model may still be needed for synthesis, uncertainty handling, and final judgment.
So the routing insight is to spend model capacity where reasoning is genuinely needed.
Yes. Let tools retrieve structure. Let memory preserve stable facts. Let cheaper models handle mechanical inspection when they are competent, and reserve stronger models for synthesis, trade-offs, and review. That is a more disciplined routing policy than throwing the same expensive model at every subtask.
There is also an evaluation angle here. How do today's research items help evaluate that kind of system?
OpenClass Gen gives a class-level test surface. Repository context work gives a repository-level test surface. Knowledge graph synthesis asks whether structured framework knowledge improves low-resource development. Together, they suggest evaluations that are closer to actual agent work than isolated coding puzzles.
What would a bad benchmark miss?
A bad benchmark might reward memorized idioms, single-file completion, or surface similarity. It might never ask whether the model understood an invariant across methods, found the right dependency edge, or avoided changing the wrong abstraction. That is exactly why structural benchmarks are worth watching.
What would a good benchmark include?
A good benchmark would include repository state, class structure, tests, incomplete context, ambiguous requirements, and a way to score whether the solution respected dependencies. It would also separate the model produced plausible code from the agent used evidence correctly.
Bring that back to today's operational decision. What should actually change for someone building agents?
The decision is not adopt every new framework. The decision is to add structural context to the evaluation plan. If an agent workflow makes claims about code, ask what structural evidence it can inspect, what it stores, when it invalidates that memory, and how you measure whether it helped.
What should not change yet?
Do not rip out existing search, test, static analysis, or review gates. TrailMark and similar graph tools should complement them. Microsoft's framework should be watched and tested, not assumed to replace a working orchestration stack. The right move is controlled spikes, not platform churn.
Let's talk about the source quality lesson from today, because this episode was regenerated after a miss.
The lesson is that exact URL dedupe is necessary, but not sufficient. Yesterday's story can come back through a different headline, a different feed item, or a second-order discussion. A useful daily briefing needs semantic novelty. Is this actually new? Or is it yesterday's item wearing a different title?
And fresher assess, the source list looked in before.
The regenerated intake inspected the broad configured label set, AI research, arcs of CS, security, home lab, hardware, maker, Linux, FOSS, and physics. That does not mean every item becomes a story. It means the candidate pool is broad enough before editorial filtering decides what is worth airtime.
What is the blocker rule going forward?
If a final briefing repeats a previous day story without a material update, that is a blocker. A material update needs a new source, a change claim, a release, a vulnerability development, a benchmark result, or a decision implication that was not available yesterday. Still interesting is not enough.
Before the watch list, let's make the deep dive more concrete. Suppose an agent is reviewing an authentication change. What does graph context add that normal retrieval might miss?
Normal retrieval might find files that mention authentication, but a graph can show which hand was actually called the changed helper, which middleware sits on the path, and whether a test exercises the same route. And that is the difference between keyword relevance and execution relevance.
And for vulnerability triage?
The triage question. A graph does not solve that alone, but it gives the agent a much better starting point than a pile of matching snippets.
How would you keep the agent from overtrusting the graph?
Make the graph answer narrow questions and attach provenance. Then the reviewer can tell whether the evidence is current and whether the conclusion actually follows.
Sounds like a memory design rule too.
It is. Memory should store claims with conditions. This helper guards the admin route is only useful if it says which revision it was true for. Once the file changes, the claim should become suspect until revalidated. Otherwise, memory turns yesterday's accurate graph into today's bug.
What about multi-agent systems? Where does the handoff happen?
The clean handoff is evidence, first. An inspector agent gathers graph facts and tests. A patcher agent changes code. A reviewer agent checks whether the patch respects the graph facts and whether new tests cover the relevant path. The roles are only useful if each one produces artifacts. The next one can verify.
That is different from just asking three agents for opinions.
Exactly. Three opinions are not a system. A system has state, evidence, contracts, and failure handling. Today's stories are useful because they point toward that more disciplined shape, structural input, orchestration boundaries, and evaluations that punish unsupported confidence.
Let's put Microsoft's framework under that lens. What would you test first?
I would test whether it makes common agent plumbing simpler without hiding too much. Can you trace a failed tool call? Can you reproduce an agent decision? Can you route different providers cleanly? Can a local model and a hosted model cooperate without awkward blue code? Those are the questions that matter in production.
What would make you reject it quickly?
If the framework adds ceremony before it adds observability, I would be cautious. Agent frameworks can make demos easier while making debugging harder. A stable release is a reason to test, not a reason to migrate a working stack.
Now zoom back to the research papers. What is the shared evaluation problem they expose?
They expose the gap between the model can write plausible code and the system can perform software engineering. Real engineering requires context across methods, classes, files, conventions, and dependencies. Class level datasets, repository level tasks, and graph informed synthesis all push evaluation closer to that reality.
How should local model benchmarking change in response?
Benchmarks should test the whole workflow, not only raw generation. Give the local model a structural tool, give it a retrieval baseline, give it tests, then compare whether the model makes better decisions when the system supplies better context. That is more informative than asking whether the model can solve isolated coding puzzles.
So a smaller model might look much better when the tool layer is better.
Yes, and that is the routing opportunity. If a local model can answer mechanical graph questions, classify files, summarize call paths, or prepare evidence, then the stronger model can spend its budget on synthesis and judgment. Better tools can move work down the cost curve.
Where does this fail in practice?
It fails when the tool output is too verbose, too stale, or too hard for the model to use. It also fails when the benchmark measures transcript elegance instead of outcome quality. An agent that quotes a graph without improving the patch has not solved the problem.
That gives us a benchmark design principle.
Yes, score the final decision against ground truth, not the presence of fancy evidence. Did the agent identify the relevant dependency? Did it avoid touching unrelated files? Did it preserve behavior? Did its review claim match the actual call path? Those are the metrics that matter.
Let's also separate the news from the interpretation. What facts are established today?
Established facts. Trailmark was announced as an open source code graph library. Microsoft announced a stable agent framework release for .NET and Python, and the research radar includes class-level graph-driven. And repository context approaches to code generation and evaluation.
And what is the interpretation?
The interpretation is that these items rhyme. They all point toward structure as the missing layer in agent reliability. That interpretation is plausible and useful, but it still needs real experiments before it becomes an adoption claim.
What are the open questions?
For Trailmark, language coverage, robustness, and agent-facing ergonomics. For Microsoft's framework, interoperability, observability, and failure recovery. For the papers, whether the evaluations predict real agent performance instead of just benchmark performance.
If Tamar brings follow-up stories in the same area, how should the briefing decide whether they are novel?
A follow-up should change the decision surface. A new tutorial that shows Trailmark inside a real review loop is novel. A second blog post restating that code graphs are useful is not. A Microsoft example proving clean local plus hosted routing is novel. Another launch summary rewrite is not.
That is a stricter editorial bar.
It has to be. A daily briefing is only useful if it updates the reader's model of the world. If it repeats the same model 2 days in a row, it wastes time even when every individual sentence is true.
Now for the actual watch list, what should Chris watch tomorrow?
Three things. First, whether Trailmark gets examples showing concrete agent workflows. Second, whether Microsoft's framework shows real interoperability beyond announcement claims. Third, whether the code generation research yields evaluation methods that expose practical coding agent failures.
Any sources from today that are worth reading directly?
Read the Trail of Bits Trailmark post first, because it is the lead and the most concrete. Then read Microsoft's Agent Framework release post if orchestration choices are on the table. Bookmark the Open Class Gen and Repository Context papers for evaluation design rather than immediate adoption.
If we were turning this into an implementation plan, what would the first spike be?
I would run a graph tool spike on one known repository. Pick two tasks, one security-flavored trace question and one ordinary refactor or review question. Run them with baseline search, then with graph queries, and compare evidence quality, not just completion speed.
What would the second spike be?
I would test orchestration ergonomics separately. Take a small, multi-agent review loop, inspector, patcher, tester, reviewer. Try it in the existing stack, then prototype the same shape in Microsoft's framework. The question is whether the framework reduces operational complexity or just moves it behind new abstractions.
What would the third spike be?
I would build a tiny evaluation set from real class level or repository level tasks. Use it to compare a local model with and without structural context. If the local model improves meaningfully when given graph-derived facts, that affects routing decisions immediately.
Where are you most skeptical?
I am most skeptical of frameworks that promise orchestration but do not make debugging failures easier. I am also skeptical of graph tooling that cannot stay fresh as code changes. Both can create a false sense of rigor if the evidence is stale, incomplete, or hard to inspect.
Where are you most optimistic? And
I am optimistic about the combination. Code graphs, repository-aware benchmarks, and explicit memory and validation all push agents toward verifiable claims. That is the path from the model sounded confident to the system inspected the right evidence.
What did the new briefing rules change today?
They changed the slate and the bar. Exact repeats were dropped. Broad, fresh RSS labels were inspected, and the final episode did not reuse yesterday's RUSI or prompt injection lanes as if they were new. The briefing had to justify novelty before it could justify narration.
That is the quality bar going forward. If it is not new, materially updated, or decision relevant, it does not get airtime.
And if a story is a follow-up, it needs a new reason to exist, a new source, a changed claim, a fresh exploit, a release, a benchmark, or a decision implication that was not available yesterday. The daily briefing should compound knowledge, not loop.
Give us the final model for today.
Agents are becoming less about isolated prompts and more about operating systems for context. Code graphs, stable orchestration frameworks, repository-aware benchmarks, structured data synthesis, and memory boundaries are all parts of that system. The winning stack is the one that can inspect, cite, refresh, and test its context.
And the practical next step?
Treat Trailmark as a spike candidate, Microsoft Agent Framework as a watchlist framework, and the research papers as evaluation fuel. The question for each is not whether it sounds modern. The question is whether it helps an agent make fewer unsupported claims and better code decisions.
Thanks for listening. Full links and source notes are in the written briefing. Outro music rises. Thank you.